All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so as much news as there is today about college football and USC and UCLA, we take a moment. Today is the kickoff for teams that actually are going to try in free agency, a.k.a. not the Pistons. Rico Beard, Basketball Blitz.
Second deck.
Checkmate, bitches.
Let go of my meat.
Good afternoon.
Also, public service announcement. If you've never seen the accompanied video to this song of John Tesh, Round Ball Rock, live at Red Rocks in a tuxedo, it is so cringy, but
yes,
it's so good. Take a look. All right, Rico Beard.
Mike, let's just talk about the other breaking news of the day. Kevin Durant says, I'm tired of the Brooklyn Nets. You're going to keep Kyrie? Great. I request a trade.
I'm out.
Right now, there are three teams, really two teams that he's requested. He said he wants to go to the Suns. He wants to go to Miami. 76ers are also trying to get in there.
That's the one.
The Vegas odds right now, because I know you like Vegas.
No.
You know who's the favorite to get Kevin Durant?
Philly.
No. Really? Phoenix Suns, plus 200. Miami, plus 425. Philly, plus 475.
Yeah, you know what, though? Durant would have a nervous breakdown in Philly. He wouldn't be able to handle it. But package-wise, Tyrese Maxey, Tobias Harris, who I don't love the contract, but he's still a really good player. Multiple picks. Maybe Matisse Thybulle. That's a real package of assets, right?
Right.
And then you go there with Embiid, and maybe what's left of James Harden on a smaller deal, you got something. The Phoenix thing, I get it. I love Phoenix. You love Phoenix. I don't know what you're giving up to get him.
See, I think for Phoenix, you're gonna do a sign and trade. Ayton's gonna be a part of it. His agent has said, he's only 23. He's one of the best centers in basketball. You're gonna send over some first round picks.
That's a mocking tone, and I don't like it.
I thought I sounded just like you. You're going to send over some first-round picks, and then you're going to have to match money and maybe send over some players that fall off the cap soon. Or because even if you sent over Mikal Bridges, he doesn't make a lot this year, but it will next year. So Bridges may be that other piece to the puzzle if you make that trade, Mike.
Bottom line, KD's on the move, and you just hate to see it.
And I'm going to ask you real quick.
Yeah, man.
Where do you think he's going to end up? Just right here, right now, off the cuff.
I mean, listen, he can control where he goes, but there does have to be a return here. He's starting a four-year extension. The Nets don't have to do it. Now, they will. I still think Philly presents an unbelievable package for the Nets. And if I'm KD, why would I not want to play with Joel Embiid?
Because I think KD needs to be the guy.
Oh, wah, wah, wah. Okay.
And see, here's why I think Phoenix, he gets a chance to go out there to beat the Warriors and knock them off the pedestal.
Ooh, theater.
Yes.
Next.
Speaking of the Philadelphia 76ers, James Harden has opted out of his contract. Now, he said, I want to resign with Philly. But now with this KD news, he may not be there. He may not be an option for them. Mike, plain and simple, with the rumors coming out, where does James Harden end up?
I said this to you. There are two players in basketball that I just simply wouldn't employ. I would not give Kyrie a dollar, and I wouldn't give James Harden a dollar. The best trait these two guys have is their ability to get paid while not playing basketball. And look, I think Harden, he's out of gas. Remember, when he was with Houston, he was single-handedly, every possession, ISO, 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 ISO. He damn near got them an NBA title. I think he's baked. Plus, he's got the body of Homer Simpson currently, and that just doesn't work in today's game. So, Rico, I don't have a great answer. I think he probably ends up back in Philly on a humbling deal. Now, again, still making $20 million, right. But a more team-friendly deal. I don't know who else would be a suitor. Would you take him tomorrow if he wanted to be here? No.
You know what?
No.
If it were for like a league minimum type of thing.
Kenny's body's in better shape.
Well, he's proven.
It's ravaged by alcohol.
He's proven he can get back in shape. It's just his game is now antiquated. Wave everybody away and play ISO ball. But you can't get past anybody.
He needs a wheelchair for the step back.
And you're not Steph Curry with your step back anymore. Mike.
Yes.
Did the San Antonio Spurs pretty much throw in the towel for next year?
Yes.
With the trade that they made with the Atlanta Hawks.
Yes.
Sending DeJounte Murray. They get back three draft picks.
And but an to Italian me, man.
That they've already waived.
It's you know, listen, Danilo Gallinari belongs in Celtics green. Listen, the Spurs are in a wickedly tough spot. They get Murray. They hit late. I think they took him 26th overall. He turns into either an all-NBA or borderline all-NBA guy. Eventually,
best player on a bad team.
You take the three first-round picks, you have to start over. Here's the problem. It makes me sick that Atlanta made a smart move. See, the Pistons couldn't give up three first-round picks to get a guy like that. The Pistons aren't in that mode. Atlanta is here right now.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah,
young
in all
core,
fairness, yeah,
gotta do it.
They've tasted the playoffs.
Gotta do it.
They've even got a playoff series victory.
Now their backcourt is Trae Young and DeJounte Murray. That's pretty nasty.
Yeah. Mike, Dallas Mavericks, we keep hearing about Jalen Brunson is going to the Knicks. The Knicks hired his dad.
Right. I mean, Worldwide West.
It's almost like the plane trip has been booked. Is there anything that Dallas could do to keep this man there? Because I think if he leaves, Dallas takes a major step back.
Dallas has to get in the trade market and get themselves somebody like a John Collins. They need a stretch four to play with Luka. But Rico, they had two opportunities to pay Jalen Brunson, and they just didn't do it. So now, the Knicks sound like they're about to just drop the bag. They got his dad as an assistant. Leon Rose used to rep him, I think. Like, it's all there.
Yeah.
So I think Brunson's a Nick.
You got Bradley Beal. He says he's opting out. Where does he end up?
Hell. A.K.A. Washington, D.C.
He goes back
to
the Wizards?
Yeah, and you know what? Look, a lot of people want to kiss his ass and Lillard's ass. Like, oh, I want to stay here and see it through. Guys, you play for loser organizations. You've given them a decade. Get out and win some games. Because, like, at the end of it, your career is going to look like Dominique Wilkins. It's just going to be empty calories. Bradley Beal, at the end of this, is going to look like the pretzel rods of the NBA. Just empty calories. Nothing there. He'll go back. He'll get $252 million, and he won't see a second-round playoff game.
A little bit off the free agency mark, but we talked about this. Draymond Green, does he just keep going and going until he burns himself out? Is he becoming the new Dennis Rodman where eventually everybody just turns their back and he goes away?
I don't understand it. Look, you can like him as a player. You could like him as a person. How he's allowed to, A, lecture people about bad chance towards him. Then he curses in front of his own child. Then he tells everyone to F themselves at the parade. And then he went on his social media and called another grown black man a quote coon,
which he is now apologizing.
I don't want to hear it. He said it. Him and Kendrick Perkins, you know what? Take it offline. You got his number. He's got your number. There ain't no need for that.
Right.
And Kendrick's a fool. He's a damn fool. But he crossed a line. That's craziness.
Right.
and no one checks Draymond.
No one. Because Draymond has got this old media, new media, no respect type of thing. To me, he's the modern day Dennis Rodman. Mike, before I get to the serious thing, I got to ask you something funny.
On Miles Bridges.
Did you see how Zion is trying to come back to the NBA?
He looks beautiful.
Yes, he was out on a court dunking on people left and right. The only problem was
aerodynamic.
They were eighth graders.
You know, that's like when you play the Pistons.
I saw that and said,
I liked it.
Are you kidding me?
It worked for me.
It looked like Peyton Manning on Saturday Night Live.
He looked great.
Against eighth graders. All right.
Gotta start somewhere. What?
Seriously. Miles Bridges.
No.
He gets arrested last night on the eve of free agency. I think this is on the Mount Rushmore of poor decision makings ever by an athlete.
He's facing a felony domestic violence charge.
Yes. They won't release the details. He turned himself in, I think, over $100,000 bail. Mike, how badly did Miles hurt himself? Now, I'm not trying to diminish the crime.
No.
But we're talking NBA free agency.
Scale of 1 to 10, it's an 11. I think you've taken – you were 12 to 18, 24 hours from generational wealth and $140 million. Now, I'm not paying you a cent. I need to see what's happening here. If he gets convicted, he ain't playing basketball.
Is he now, I guess, the NBA version of Deshaun Watson, where do you take a chance knowing – you may not get this guy.
But the difference is Deshaun was in civil court, and once the grand jury did not move to prosecute, you were in a different space. Rico, what do you want me to do when this guy's up on a felony? I can't possibly.
So.
Rico, it takes anything we said before this and rules it out.
Even if his value drops.
What do you do if you're Charlotte?
Well, Charlotte says they're monitoring the situation. Yeah. You know what that means? We're not paying you.
That's
which
right.
means if you're Detroit or anybody else and you can get him on a 2-year deal for $30 million.
No way.
You're saying no?
No, because if he's guilty, he's never dribbling a basketball.
But if he doesn't.
Okay, but I don't know these things. Just leave me alone. It's 4th of July weekend. I'm out. We are on to Ayton.
Maybe not.
Who am I kidding? We're lucky if we can sign a garbage man at this point.
Maybe we'll go get Jaylen Brown. That
is
your NBA Blitz.
I don't want to trade Jaylen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.